there's been a lot of speculation about your TV times, the crocodile that keeps showing up.
That's right.
What's the story then?
I'm going to keep you guessing. I'll tell you at the end of the year.
End of the year?
End of the year. It's pretty good.
Is it like crack the code type of thing?
Yep.
You guys hit a lot last week, 8 times, which tied a season high, sacked once. Do you take things up with the offensive line personally and say we got to do better, or you leave that up to Dante?
I think those guys do a great job. I mean, you know, our line, I have as much confidence as them, you know, as I ever have. And, you know, some of those looks are unblockable looks at the end of the day. And, you know, quarterback's responsible for them too. So, you know, getting hit is, you know, part of the position. I mean, you're standing back there and we're trying to defend a spot. And, you know, so we can throw the ball. And, you know, it requires a lot of timing in the passing game, receivers getting open at the right times. And you obviously you're trying to get certain looks in the pass coverage. But, you know, just getting hit's part of playing quarterback. But I think our guys are doing a great job.
Today is December 1st. You're 54-10 all time in December. Talk about the importance of finishing the season well.
It's so important. I think Coach Belichick said it best the other day. He said whether you're 5-5 at this point or, you know, 10-0, you know, it really depends on what we do going forward. Because, you know, I was here in 2001 when we were 5-5, and we ended up not losing a game after that. And, you know, a few years ago we were 10-0. You know, and the season didn't end very well. So I think so much of your season is dependent on how we're going to do at this point moving forward. And, you know, we put ourselves in a decent position, but we're going to have to go capitalize.
Tom, what makes Jerry Hughes one of the better edge defenders?
I think you know, we've gone against him quite a bit. He got drafted by the Colts, and then being on Buffalo, he's really become a force on the edge. I think he's got a really good burst off the ball, so he gets off really well. And I think he's very savvy as a rusher. He's definitely got a variety of moves. He plays very hard, and he's got a lot of length, so he can finish, you know, at the quarterback. So whether he gets an arm in there, strips the ball out, kind of grabs the back of a jersey and can yank you down, I think he does such a good job ultimately making the play on the ball. So, I mean, we played against a lot of good guys this year. I have a lot of respect for Jerry. He's plays really hard, and you know, Nate's doing a great job over there on our left side, and it's gonna be a good matchup.
Nate actually said yesterday that our number one say that you've never had a negative word to say about the offensive line. Is that just because you know how difficult that job is for those guys?
Yeah, it's an incredibly difficult job. You know, there's 5 of them. They need to coordinate everything up front. You know, there's a lot of different rush packages that you get, and you're facing some of the best athletes in the world. And you're always on the defense as an offensive lineman. I mean, at the end of the day, you're always going backwards. And, you know, our guys do a great job keeping their poise, and I think they're so well coached. And they take it to heart. I mean, they take the coaching to heart. I mean, they play together. They do everything together. And there's a great group. And I think that's, you know, the culture of the offensive line is built by a lot of the guys that are playing before the guys that are currently here. And, you know, they take a lot of pride in, you know, watching the current offensive line do its job. So, you know, Matt Light and Logan and Joe Andruzzi and, you know, some really great players that we've had here, Dan Copen. I mean, they're always checking in on how the offensive line's doing. So I think those guys are doing a hell of a job. And, you know, I love all those guys. They do a great job, you know, working hard for our offense. And it all starts with them. You know, in the run game, the pass game, you really can't do anything if those guys aren't playing as well as they're playing.
What was your reaction to Eli Manning's benching? And then also Jimmy Garoppolo is getting his first start with the 49ers this weekend. How excited are you for him for that opportunity?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for Jimmy. So, you know, we've kept in touch, and I always wish him the best of luck. And I think he'll do a great job. So Niners are lucky to have him. And then, yeah, obviously with Eli, I said the other day it's just unfortunate. You know, NFL is a tough league, and you just have to do your best as a player and keep doing the best you could do. And whether it's this for the team you're on or another team, you know, if you love playing and you keep doing it at a high level, then, you know, maybe you still play.
Mike caused my cleats initiative this weekend, and
I saw that you're going to have an opportunity to showcase a cause that's near and dear to your heart. What cleats should we expect to see, and what do those mean to you?
Yeah, I have a pretty cool pair that Under Armour made me, and I've supported a bunch of different charities and foundations over the years, and I kind of wanted to represent a lot of those. So there's a lot kind of on my cleats. There's probably, I don't know, 10 to 12 of them that are highlighted. And afterward, I think the money's going to go to Best Buddies that we're auctioning off. And I thought it was a real cool thing that the NFL is doing with this. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are near and dear to people's heart and things that they support. And it's nice to be able to, you know, auction off something like that for some great causes. So thank you, guys. Take care.